In that context, does black artist mean literally black artist? Or to some Americans, does it mean also representing on behalf of civil rights or related issues or political hip hop?
Political Hip Hop is a listener-supported podcast. We appreciate all monthly donations. Follow the donation link on your streaming platform to donate. All books written by me, available on Amazon.com, or DM me at Tyrone Motif for your autographed copy.
Welcome, welcome, people. This is Political Hip Hop, American politics and the hip hop culture. I am your host, Tyrone Motif.
Welcome back to another one. I'm yours truly, Tyrone Motif. This is that channel. Please subscribe. Please hit the notification bell. Please drop a comment below. And please give this video a thumbs up. I want to talk about Golden. I just seen the video of Golden packing up all of her belongings, putting it in public storage, and she landed in California. Her family picked up from the airport. She was at her family house. It looked like a Thanksgiving family gathering shindig. And seemingly that's great. That's great because I hope she's putting Texas behind her. I hope she's putting Young Gyro behind her. That's what she needs, and that's the first step in her finding herself, finding understanding in life, finding her direction, and correcting her errors of the past, as well as addressing her website pricing, as well as addressing the Haiti scam if she was involved with that. Those are the two major things Golden must express. She have to give us something on those topics. Openly discuss your website. Tell your followers and your supporters why your prices is so high. Why are your prices higher than Amazon and other retail outlets that's selling the same product? Why is your prices so high, higher than other black women that's selling the same product? Y'all got the same target audience. Y'all selling to the same black women of America. Why is your prices double hers? That Haiti scam. Y'all was talking about building homes and schools after the storm wiped Haiti out. People was donating to that. Nobody have never seen a newly constructed home from you guys. No one have ever seen a newly built educational facility from you guys. Where are those newly developed buildings? Those are things that have to be answered. Black people are so quick to attach themselves to popular individuals, popular couples, somebody seemingly saying all of the right things, somebody that's catering to your lifestyle and your train of thought, your habits, your interests, things that entertain you, things you find beneficial educationally. Individuals play upon that. They want to exploit those ideas that's twirling around in your head. They want to tap into your emotional state and tamper with it. They want to tweak your emotions. They want to put your focus in places where it don't have to be. It shouldn't be. And they come in the name of the people. They find a popular cause that's dear to Black folks' heart, and they tap into that. They pulling on your heartstrings. They keeping you blind from the truth and the reality that they are all scammers, all frauds. All lazy Black motherfuckers who don't want to get up off their ass and go get a fucking job. That's what they are. Not only do you don't want to go and get a job, but you don't want to put in the legwork to start and operate a legitimate business. This is not a legitimate business. YouTube is not a legitimate business. It's not. Can you generate passive income from it? Yes. Can your channel become so popular you can take care of yourself? Yes. But YouTube was never designed to be the end-all be-all. It was designed for bloggers. They come and blog about shit, not make a YouTube channel the main source of your income. Video format is perfect for digital marketing. If you have a legitimate business, then you use YouTube to tap into digital marketing, video marketing. Explain your products and services, your interests. Tap into the interests of your customers by creating videos that target those interests. That's what YouTube was for. That's what it was for. For bloggers to blog, journalists to do news shit, talk about current events. For bloggers to talk about the lifestyles, things that interest them. That's what YouTube was for. It wasn't for scammers and frauds to create fake nonprofits and charities and swindle their followers out of donations. And that's not what YouTube was for. YouTube wasn't designed for you to steal, lie to your followers. It wasn't built on that. And I pray and hope Golden Beauty actually moved to California and didn't just go there for the Thanksgiving holidays or the fourth quarter holiday season. I don't want Christmas to come and go, and then the beginning of the top of the year, she's back in Texas, back with the fuck shit. Because if that happens, she will never get her life together. She will never address the allegations that's attached to her name when it comes to fraud and scams. her followers that have been scammed would not reap justice or some type of reward for their inconvenience. A lot of Black women are so emotionally attached to Golden. What about emotional pain? Mental health problems? These is things you could have affected Golden and so many women. You into that spiritual shit. There's so many women that tapped into that world years ago. They eat, sleep, and shit that world. A lot of them women could have been coming to you for that guiding information they felt they needed to stay on their path. But then they log onto your channels and pages and see all of this fuck shit you going through with your baby father. And it's like, what the fuck? You owe that to Black women to get your life together, to stay as far away as possible from your baby father. You said he was physically abusive. You said he shot at your house. He endangered the welfare of your children. That's mama's baby, daddy's maybe. If that motherfucker ain't being a man, if he ain't taking care of those kids with you, if he don't have unconditional love for them and put them first in every decision he make in life, he don't have the right to see them children when the fuck he wants to. He don't have the right to FaceTime them children when the fuck he wants to. That's what's wrong with y'all young fucking Black women. Y'all allow motherfuckers to be deadbeats. This motherfucker a deadbeat. Ain't doing shit for these fucking babies. And you got this dirty motherfucker on a pedestal. He can hit your line whenever the fuck he wants to, and you answer. He see them kids whenever the fuck he wants to. And if you on his back about some money, niggas is such a sucker, they ain't giving you shit for them kids if you ain't giving them no pussy. Type of lane young Gyro is. That's the type of shit that shouldn't be going on in the Black community. And you allow it, Golden, on YouTube for the world to see. You make Black women look bad out there. It's fucking disgusting. You accept and put up with so much shit when you could just walk away from it. Young Gyro will make a video. Yo, my baby mother's a bitch. I can't stand her. She's trifling. Yeah. And then the very next video we see, y'all, you being all cordial and sweet to the motherfucker on FaceTime. He needs to see his kids. No, he don't. His kids need to be in his life. No, they don't. That's why Black men is deadbeats. Motherfucker ain't doing for you. Ain't doing for them kids or your goddamn household. You can't speak to a motherfucker for 3 minutes without a motherfucker trying to get some pussy. And y'all young black bitches still showing that motherfucker respect. He can still pop up unannounced, come and go. He can still say, fuck them kids through his actions. And allegedly, you remain the sweet little trifling bitch you are. I'm yours truly, Tyron Motif. This is that channel. Please subscribe. Please hit the notification bell. Please drop a comment below. And please give this video a thumbs up. Peace.
This was Political Hip Hop. Thank you for tuning in. Don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review.